She took her place downstage center. Nearby stood the ghost light. It was both tradition and superstition in a theater to keep a ghost light on stage. "Josie Pye," said the director. He flipped through the pages of her resume. "Mostly high school productions?" "Yep," she said. Josie felt that hot, delicious confidence start to cool. "All righty then," said the director. He signaled to the stage manager, who began to pound out the introduction to Defying Gravity. Josie spied the audience, anticipating gasps of the "you'd have to be insane to attempt this song, and at an audition no less" variety. "That's right, Missoula, Montana. Josie Pye is that good. She's defying gravity good, so prepare yourselves." She hit the first note, singing out strong and gesturing wide. So wide, she knocked over the ghost light. She ignored it, because that's what she was trained to do. The show must go on. But so must the ghost light, because it began to roll down the slightly sloped stage. Clunk, 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 clunk. Josie sang on, but nervously watched it get closer to the empty orchestra pit. Finally, she sprang forward, but just missed it as it thudded off the edge of the stage. "Sorry," she said, but then kept singing, because the show, it must go on. She upped the volume. Josie Pye could belt it out, baby. She struck her fist in the air triumph pose, and her voice cracked. "Okay, okay," the director said. "Thank you," he said. "Thank you," she said. Josie stood there, her arms still lifted in the air, though slowly falling as the non-defied gravity kicked in.